You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Let's take a look at that New Orleans offense.
Teron Armstead, University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff.
The big left tackle, Teron Armstead, 6'5", 304. Into triple figures. Follow Armstead around the left side.
Kamara, blocked by Armstead, that opens the door.
Teron Armstead.
He's one of the best in the National Football League.
Right now, who is your number one player in the top 100 this year in the NFL?
Number one player in the top 100.
Who been cooking this year, though?
Teron Armstead, number one player.
Teron Armstead, he's been one of the most important players here on offense. I know that Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle get a lot of attention, but it's been his stability at left tackle that has really helped this offense bring it together.
I love Swaggy Stead. Oh, yeah.
I'm introducing Armstead every week. This is fire.
Been around a long time, and he's still one of the best tackles in the game.
What about him stands off the tape?
Do you watch his tape?
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
We're really blessed on this show and this station to get guys who played the line. And as talk show hosts, we're all starting to be more and more educated by people like Olin Krutz. And people like James Big Cat Williams that help us figure out some of this stuff. It's great to now be able to talk with someone who just finished playing in the last year. And that's Teron Armstead, who joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Teron, thanks so much, man. We've been wanting to talk to you since August, so I'm glad that you made time for us.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, no problem. No problem, man. That intro was sweet. Yeah, I appreciate right? it.
Yeah, you got
intro
it.
Intro was sweet.
That's our guy, Chris Tannehill, who does like the best work in the business. And we were talking during it. That was a teammate saying you should be number one in the top 100. But you were top 100, what, three different times? That's pretty damn good showing on a career, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, no, I was on there a few times. I got, you know, I feel like I could have been up the list a little more a couple of times. But it's okay. No complaints.
What made you want to step into the space? Because like I said in our intro, like, we're really lucky to have guys that played offensive line. I think it's the most difficult thing to talk to the layperson who's never played football at a high level to talk offensive line play. So what made you want to step into the space and say, I have something that I want the people to know?
Yeah, I mean, throughout my years, I've gained a ton of knowledge, insight, different perspectives. I had to play the game multiple ways due to injury and other circumstances. So I just wanted to be able to share my knowledge, share my experiences, stay around the game. You know what I mean? So doing media and covering all these games, I'm actively watching and paying attention to so much. So it's been great. It's been an incredible season, a lot of fun, a lot of ups and downs. I'm really enjoying it.
That's awesome. The Set podcast is the pod. And you had Darnell Wright on the other day. We played a little snippet of it yesterday because we have loved his kind of breakout season to another level. And you got stuff out of him about what Dan Roschar, the offensive line coach, has meant to him, which shed new light on the progress. Like, that human connection and that encouragement was incredible to hear about on the pod. What about Dan Roschar's coaching helped you in some of the same ways you suspect it might be helping Darnell? Because you were a Pro Bowler three times when Dan Roschar was your coach.
Yeah, man, Dan is excellent. He's amazing. He's like a human whisperer. Like, he just finds the ways to motivate you, to make you focus on the right things. He demands a standard every day, and he won't yell for it. He won't call you out your name or do anything explosive, very calmly, but the standard is set, and it has to be that every single day. So being in Chicago with the talented group that they have and bringing in Joe Thuney and Jonah Jackson and the guys that they already had in the building, I'm not surprised. Like, no question about it. I'm not surprised about the success that they're having already and the success that they will continue to have. He builds confidence. He builds camaraderie and cohesiveness. Like, he really believes in that, having the chemistry across the board. So I know those guys are spending time together, getting to know each other more. And as Darnell spoke on this set, he talked about just having someone to have that unconditional confidence in him. And it helps him to display that in himself now.
When you watch Darnell from his first couple years to where he is now, where do you think he's improved?
Confidence is one. And it's easy to say, like, what does that mean? But if you play the game in a safe way, you are putting yourself in position to not make mistakes. But you're not putting yourself in position to make plays. What Darnell Wright is doing, he is making plays. He's making as many plays as any skilled player that's on the Chicago Bears offense. He's creating lanes and he's creating opportunities for those guys to be successful. You don't do that without confidence. So Dan bringing that alone to guys like Darnell and others is a huge asset. But for Darnell and his technique, what I seen from him and what I spent some time on the field with him during training camp, he kept retreating for no reason. Like, he would gradually continue to back up and give away real estate that wasn't earned. And so that was like the biggest thing that we talked about, is make every person earn every blade of grass. He's a big, strong, massive man. So if he says that this your push stops here, a lot of times it's going to stop right there, wherever he determined that to be. So him just taking a set and the work that he's put in throughout this season has been incredible. It's been fun to watch his progression and development, and it's only going to get better.
Is that approach from Roshar and that worked with you and worked with Darnell of helping to build confidence through kindness and calm, is that an outlier among offensive line coaches? Like, we think of offensive line coaches as ass kickers, and you big strong dudes as people who need your ass kicked. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't even say it's kindness from Dan. It's direct, and it doesn't waver. So if you hear the same thing every day, like, that's not good enough. I need this to be better. I need that to be, this is how it's done, over and over and over and over, in a way that is explained to you, in a way that is easily processed, in a way that is digestible. I think that's the outlier, that the fact that Dan's patience in walking you down towards the progression or doing the right things, his patience in that process, I think that's the outlier, what makes him special as a coach. A lot of different coaching styles there. A lot of them work. His approach, it fits any player. Any player.
Teron, how did you see the left tackle position change from the moment that you walked into the league to the moment that you walked out?
It has developed for sure. These guys are being asked to do a lot more in run game and screen game, I would say, opposed to back when I was playing, we were drop back passes. One-on-one with me and the DN. When I was with New Orleans, Drew Brees, he's trying to dissect the defense. Now it's a lot more screen game, reverses, tackles getting a lot of catches and touchdowns that I missed out on, sadly. But it's evolved. It's evolved. And even pass protection is not as much one-on-one pass protection. Not like drop back, five step, seven step. You don't see as much of that anymore. These schemes have developed and progressed because a lot of these rushers have as well. You know, Myles Garrett we don't know if he's human for real. So it's not the smartest thing to just line him up with somebody and block one-on-one all day. So if you have an opportunity in scheme to create ways to get help, you do that for sure.
So before we get to Miles specifically, who we get to see this week, the Bears have had three different left tackles this year. They like a holdover former fifth-round pick, and then they had an undrafted Canadian in Theo Benedet, and now the second-round kid, Trapillo, who we were told might not even be a left tackle in training camp. So they keep getting chip help and max protect. That speaks to what you're saying about the evolution of the position, doesn't it?
Yeah, and those guys individually have played pretty well, too, all things considered. They have. Ozzie is impressed me quite a bit. Hmm. Seeing him in place of Braxton and those guys, they play pretty well over there at the left tackle spot. And it goes back to that standard of the offensive line. It's not Dan just on Darnell Wright. He's on Joe Thuney, who's an all-pro, multiple-time pro bowler. He's on him the same way. So guys like Ozzie and any of the other young guys, you have to come every day to bring your best. And you do that every day. You have that standard every day. You have no choice but to get better. And they're doing that.
All right, let's talk about Myles Garrett. Because, look, in our group chat on the show, we've been sharing the clip of him doing a Euro step to beat a double team. I think you're right. I don't think he's human. And now the Bears have to deal with him this week. What is that guy, and why is he so difficult to deal with?
He's a problem, man. He's a problem. Like, as throughout my career, as I would game plan and dissect rushers, I try to take away what they're best at. So if it's a power guy, I'm going to get on him early. If it's a speed guy, I'm going to meet him at a point kind of deeper in the pocket. If it's a guy that has a spin, I'm looking to take that away the entire game. This man does everything at the highest level. So at the end of the day, my game plan for Miles, well, let's go do it. Let's go dance, baby. Let's really just line up best on best and let's do it. It's really like you go out and you compete at the highest level when you got somebody that can, even though you do everything right, they can still beat you. Okay, I'm going to go do everything right. I'm going to play physical, fast, and we're going to dance. That's really the approach for when you got a guy like Myles Garrett, you shy away from it at any moment, he got you. It'll get ugly. You go battle. You go compete at the highest level. That's it. That's all you
want
to do.
And did you want help? Did you get help? How did that play out?
If you guys knew Sean Payton, he wasn't a he's a do your job type of guy. So if your spot is play left tackle and block that man, you play left tackle, you block that man. Mm. He's not really a reinvent the wheel. He would implement some type of help and a chip every now and then, but nah, me and Miles, we went toe to toe, one on one for a lot of battles, and it was great.
Teron, Drew is one of my favorite quarterbacks for a very specific reason. And I talk about it, Speaks and I talk about it a lot, the idea of athleticism in the pocket. Now, we know that Drew wasn't going to win a 40-yard dash against someone, but he was really good at taking a step to the left, step to the right.
And climbing.
Climbing the pocket, changing a launch point. So what was that like for you guys to know that you had a guy that, while doing all of that, he was going to keep his eyes down the field?
He was an elite athlete in the pocket. Like, to your point, elite athlete in the pocket. Like, his short area movements, footwork was clean as ever. But the way that Drew prepared and how he was able to diagnose defenses before the snap was his superpower. So we knew with Drew, most times the ball would be out fairly quickly. Like, you stop that initial rush, the ball's gone most times. It'll be other times where he had to, you know, be mobile in the pocket, and he can do that with the best of them. He was an elite athlete in the pocket. And it helps to know where your quarterback is. Caleb Williams, I've seen growth and progression in his game. A lot of times he's able to diagnose and get rid of the ball quick, early. There's other times that he's using his playmaking ability, strengths that Drew didn't have. So I can't say that's the right thing to do or not. Like, he can do these things at a very high level. He's not making bad plays worse. He's not taking the unnecessary sacks and unnecessary hits. So I like where Caleb Williams is right now. And I think he will continue to speed up his process. He will continue to speed up the operation. He'll find the easy ones more often. And as he continue to do that, man, he'll be more and more dangerous and borderline unstoppable.
That's Teron Armstead. And that's really interesting to hear you say, because you were honest about what you saw from Caleb in training camp. I remember we played it on this show about seeing some concern about his processing. And we like having honest conversations about where Caleb is. We just had one before we brought you on. So it's interesting. You do see improvement is what you're saying. What's left for him to do, you think, from what you've been able to see?
Continue that, man. Continue to work his process, his preparation, find the easy throws. The ball moves best when it's in the hands of the eligibles. So as fast as he is, as good of an athlete as he is, the ball moves best. We score more points when the ball is in the hands of his eligibles, the guys that are out there to make plays, to get yards after catch and all those things. So the more he can do that, more often he can just get the ball to his eligibles. They've been running the ball incredibly well. And that's the same thing. Just giving the ball to the eligibles, let them do what they're paid to do. So as he can continue to speed up his process, his preparation, diagnosing blitzes, and different schemes as the rotations are happening. And these things come with reps, come with time. But I've been impressed, man, from Philly and the dynamic schemes that they have with Vic Fangio to Green Bay Packers. We've seen the Packers dominate top offenses at times this year, dominate. And Caleb and he orchestrated that offense, and they were able to go down and move the ball down the field at will, essentially, in the second half. So it's there, but more often, let's make it more common.
What do you think of Ben Johnson, and what do you think of his run schemes?
I think Ben Johnson is fire. I think he's very sure of the type of team that he wants to have, very sure of the direction of the organization, very sure of himself and the identity of that he's bringing, physicality. different matchup problems, scheme to help create lanes and create space for his eligibles. I think he's a phenomenal coach. And from everything he's shown so far, from what we saw from this Bears offense last year and Caleb being sacked more than anybody in NFL history to where we are today, and so much room to grow and to get better, so many more challenges to come up to and adversity and work through that and fight through that. But what I've seen from Ben Johnson thus far has been incredible.
Man, this is such great stuff. One more on the coaches, because you had Dennis Allen. You shared space with Dennis Allen for some time there. Bears aren't generating a lot of pass rush with the front four. Montez Sweat is getting there a little bit more, but it's been fascinating to watch him. You think the lack of a pass rush affects what Dennis Allen can do, as you know, from a theoretical standpoint?
That's my one concern, guys. That's my biggest concern with the Bears moving forward. Like, if they can make a real playoff push the rest of December and January, is because when you get to those games in January, you get to those playoffs, can you rush four and get home? And on the other side, can you protect against four? Dennis Allen can scheme up better than anybody, as well as anybody we've seen in the league. And he's done it throughout the years. He can create pressure. He can create blitzes. When you get into the playoffs and you have a team that is focused on you and you only, and they see these blitzes and they're ready to slide this way, slide that way, and it's less people in the back end now because you got safeties blitzing, and it makes it really hard to win those playoff games.
Go ahead.
No, my one concern is Bears pass rush. Can those guys win with four? It's not for me to say right now. They have the guys that's capable. I know Grady Jarrett can get hot at any moment as well. Montez Sweat has been playing well. And they got some young guys, too, that's going in and that have moments. But on a consistent basis, if the Bears can generate pass rush, they're dangerous. They're dangerous. They got the ability to beat anybody.
Great stuff from Tron Armstead. What a pleasure. Hey, I was somehow just hip to this week, that Big John Henderson used to have an assistant coach slap him across the face before games. Like, that's what got that guy going as a tackle. And now I got to ask, was that ever a thing for you? Did you ever need anybody to slap you across the face to get you going for a game?
No, absolutely not. Mama told me, somebody hits you, you hit them back. No, sir, not me.
Okay. All right, so look, everyone that's within the sound of our voice, you need to go to YouTube and become a subscriber to The Set.
Or else Lawrence will come and slap you across the face, because that's what he does.
That's what I like to do. But you should definitely, look, if you like really good offensive line content, Teron has a bunch of it, and he's got a bunch of Bears content this right there this week. Fresh stuff that he did. So go and subscribe to The Set and show him some support and some love for the great content that he provided to us this afternoon. Teron, this was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. I appreciate you guys, man. For real. Thank you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.